All right, and welcome to this Thursday, July 11th edition of Between the Lines, the Fond du Lac County Finance Committee getting an update on the progress of the Hotel Retlaw project, the county offering a financial incentive package for that project. We're going to talk with Fond du Lac County Board Chairman Marty Farrell coming up a little bit later on in the program. And also, Marty Farrell will put on his political scientist hat as well. Several Democratic presidential candidates are in Wisconsin today. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and Julian Castro all participating in a town hall in Milwaukee, sponsored by an Hispanic civil rights organization. President Donald Trump is coming back to Wisconsin as well. It just shows you how important this state is going to be in 2020. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Fire Chief Pete O'Leary told the Fond du Lac City Council last night, the fire department has not added any new positions in more than two decades, and he's proposing the addition of six new firefighter paramedic positions in the 2020 Fond du Lac City budget. Chief O'Leary will join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. The State Fair right around the corner, and there are several new foods and beverages that are on tap. Christy Chuckle with the State Fair will join us on the next segment of the show. Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac and Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor of Madison circulating a bill that will create the Wisconsin Sexual Assault Kit Tracking System, which would allow victims of sexual assault to access information regarding the status of their sexual assault kit as it proceeds through the criminal justice process. Joining us on the first segment of the show, Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld. Jeremy, great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
All right. How long has this been in the works?
Oh, I think it probably goes back to early in the session. But Chris Taylor was on the Joint Finance Committee, which was dealing with the budget. And so she had other priorities at the time. And so the budget has passed and taken effect. And so we got together and kind of rehashed our earlier conversations and got the bill rolling.
How did this come about?
I think it probably received a highlight because it was an issue in I think this goes back to J.B. Van Hollen's time when he was Attorney General, where there was first an issue of a backlog of sexual assault kits. And then it was still an issue when Brad Schimmel was AG. And you know, then towards the end of his tenure there, it seems like it kind of caught up. But this is not just an issue in Wisconsin. It's an issue nationwide, as I've found as I've looked at this. And it's an issue to the point that the federal government recognized it, and they have put out grants to help states along in the process of doing this. And so it's been something that's in the news, and I have a good relationship with Representative Taylor, and we got together and decided let's try and move something along here in Wisconsin, similar to what has happened in a couple other states.
All right, so for a sexual assault victim, what does this allow them to do that they can't already do now?
Well, the biggest thing is that it will create more public awareness when these kits kind of become backlogged, because the victims and all of the varying organizations that are dealing with this, such as law enforcement and medical groups that would have access to the information, will be able to keep and file in and go by computer and file in and see exactly what is the progress of these kits being processed. Because oftentimes what has happened is the kits have been done at a local medical facility, and then they just kind of sit on the shelf for a long, long, long time. And so this would kind of be able to have the victims bring to light, hey, things are not moving along swiftly here, there's some foot dragging going on, and we want to make sure that these kits are processed as quickly as they possibly can so that these victims are able to get justice.
Do you think this would help speed up the process?
I think so, yes. One thing you've learned in politics certainly is that when there's stuff going on that shouldn't be, the best way to change it is to bring it out to public light. And that's exactly what would happen here is, you know, if you're a victim and in the past you had a difficult time knowing the status of the kit, the rape kit that you had done, this would allow you to have access to that information as to where it sits. And if it seems to you that things are not moving along as you had been promised or maybe as should be, you'd be able to see that exactly. You go right onto your computer and see what stage of the process it's in. And if nothing has happened and it's a couple of years down the road, that gives you a good opportunity to go to someone like you and say, hey, what's going on here? So I think that's bringing it to public light. Transparency, as we always like to say, I think is a good thing in this case.
All right. Hey, I wanted to ask you about another bill that you're involved with another Democratic lawmaker, Representative Jimmy Anderson, regarding ensuring Medicaid covers technology designed to help people in wheelchairs be able to stand up. And Representative Anderson is in a wheelchair. He was injured when he was in a vehicle that was struck by a drunken driver that killed his parents, my understanding, and his younger brother.
Right, yeah. Representative Anderson has some difficult circumstance he has to deal with in his life because of a drunk driver that struck a car he and his family were riding in. I won't come as a surprise to you. I've always said that this type of circumstance, this is the reason government exists, is to help people in situations like this. And in this situation, you know, Medicaid, they will assist for power wheelchairs and things like that. But this is an advancement which actually should end up in the long run saving money for Medicaid because, you know, the human body is made to stand. And when these people are confined to wheelchairs in a sitting position, that creates other medical problems for them. And so if we are able to get them into a standing position, it's good for them medically. It will prevent them having to be treated and for other things that crop up along the way. I would hope that in the long run, it's going to be kind of a wash in terms of the cost involved. But, you know, these are the type of people in these circumstances are why we have government. They have difficult challenges of no fault of their own, and we want to look to help people like that as opposed to people who have no reason for needing help. We want to help those who truly need it.
All right. Very good. Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt of Fond du Lac, great to have you on the show.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Greg.